How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is Knox Manning in Hollywood, taking you on another brief journey behind the scenes. Once again, we draw the curtain to watch a fragment of forgotten drama, a story of people and places already hidden in the background of destiny. Today, we shall meet a soldier of fortune who became a famous conqueror and explorer because he couldn't pay his debts. But first, a word from your announcer. That's a very fine idea. Now step with me behind the scenes to the little seacoast town of Salvatierra on the island of Santo Domingo. It's almost sundown of a day in 1510. A large Spanish galleon and her smaller escort vessel ride easily at anchor in the calm waters of the bay. Two men stand on the seashore watching large canoes filled with provisions pull away and head out toward the anchored craft. One of the men is a farmer, and the food that's being loaded upon the ships is being transported from his farm. The farmer watched the Indian laborers hoist up the provisions to the deck of the galleon. Captain Enciso is in a hurry to leave, the farmer remarks to his companion, the mayordomo of his farm. He wants us to send all our supplies to him at once so he can load tonight and get away on the morning breeze. But I have an idea of a one more contribution I'd like to make to Enciso's complement of soldiers, as well as to his cargo. Do you follow me? I've heard that you owe many debts, said Miguel, and that you've been threatened with imprisonment if you're unable to raise the money soon. The farmer gazed longingly at the ships that would soon be on their way to the rich gold country of Panama. If there were only some way to get aboard that vessel. But no, the governor has sent an escort to prevent poor debtors like myself from redeeming themselves in a far country. I have an idea, exclaimed Miguel. When can you be ready to make the voyage? The men talked over the desperate plan, and the farmer laughed lightly to himself as he hastened away to his home. He returned to the beach some time later, accompanied by an Indian carrying a large basket filled with clothes and another carrying a full suit of armor. Miguel was standing beside a large open cask. He directed the natives to deposit their burdens on the sand beside the cask and then return to the rancho. Not far away, dimly seen in the gathering darkness, a number of Indians were loading casks of provisions onto a small boat. They'll be ready for this in about an hour, remarked the mayordomo. We must hurry. The two men packed the armor and clothing into the lower end of the cask, securing it with braces so it wouldn't rattle. Air holes had been bored in the sides of the cask. The farmer, who'd left his native Spain some months ago as a soldier, was now about to begin another adventure as a stowaway. He climbed clumsily into the cask. Have no worry, assured Miguel as he prepared to head it up. One of the soldiers, Salvador Gonzalez, will keep an eye on the cask and open it at the proper time. The cask with its human cargo was lifted aboard the galleon and placed alongside the others. Now, before we rejoin our adventurous stowaway, a word from your announcer. The next morning, the ships got underway. Captain Enciso was in a very happy mood, for he'd outwitted the scheming debtors who'd intended to escape by boarding his vessel. But this mood didn't prevail for long. For about noon, who should come striding along the quarterdeck, attired in all his mailed splendor and carrying a gleaming sword, but the most notorious debtor in all Santo Domingo. But the poor debtor was destined for greater glory as an explorer, conqueror, and governor. The man who discovered the Pacific Ocean, Vasco de Balboa. This is Knox Manning inviting you to join me again tomorrow at this time for another journey into that dim half-light where chance and destiny lift men out from behind the scenes. This is a Hamilton Whitney radio production, transcribed in Hollywood.